opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I have no idea what this is.
It's interesting.
It's good.
It's Porter Robinson. He's like a producer. It's really good.
Is it hokey?
No, he just produces. He just produces.
Well, good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
That's always my favorite part when we come.
What?
The music.
That's it? Oh, the music.
Well, no, I mean, I love being with everybody in the studio, but I love that I'm moved by music.
Really?
Yeah. I
Q
love
it. Slayer. Okay.
No.
We have a full house today. It's February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I got that right.
You did.
I did.
But what's the day of the week?
What is it, Wednesday?
Yeah.
You're Wednesday? Very good.
Scared me there for a second. My watch says 16.
Your clock.
Wait. I have a wristwatch.
I was going to say, your old school clock.
we have almost a regular now.
Yeah, pretty
Reading
much.
Buzz, Garrett.
Always.
Why?
Cause, no. Because I'm the only one they send. Jason's too busy.
Jason's busy doing shout-outs amongst other things.
I'm busy too, but just with other things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we have some professionals in the house.
We do.
Pokemon professionals. Mm. Right? Why don't you say hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Danielle.
What's your name?
I'm Alex.
They're pokey people.
They're pokey people.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the correct term? Like, what would be the correct term?
I like Pokemon Master. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, that works.
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast. There you go. Connoisseur.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Pokemon in a little bit because we're going to be doing something with that.
Well, not only that, but after I heard your little insight, Pokemon's big business.
It is.
Very
it
big
is.
Business.
It is. But first, public service announcement. If you are planning on going to Ohio,
don't. All right.
You may want to cancel, postpone, go somewhere else.
I would say that would be a good opportunity for you to wear your mask.
Permanent.
Or a
hazmat
suit.
Vinyl chloride or whatever it is. It's not a happy thing.
No?
No.
It's not like it's not in the same category as vitamin D's or anything, magnesium.
I believe it's lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a chemist, but.
So.
I was going to say, ask all the animals that they're finding dead everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. It's bad.
For those who don't know, because it was very hard to get the news out, right? Do you see one of those journalists get arrested who tried to do the live stream?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
He pretty much was just sitting there. I mean, it's not like he was, like, freaking out.
So for those who don't know, there was a train derailment.
A big one.
A big, big one in Ohio. And it looks like a nuclear bomb went off, but they purposely lit the contents of this, of these.
Train wreck.
Yeah, the toxic chemicals. And what did you say it was called?
Vinyl chloride, I know, was one of them.
Yeah.
But there's, like, four of them.
They were
afraid that what was going to happen, at least the decision, I guess, was made, is there was a fire and it did all kinds of stuff, but they were really afraid that it was going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the decision to just light it on fire to burn it off.
Well, it's still burning.
It is. Well, I think what's interesting, too, is back in my day when I was with the railroad, like that was such a long time ago,
we were
talking about one-man crews, getting rid of the conductor and only having the engineer. This was just the engineer. And so what the conductor's job is if you have anything that's if your train consists of at least 20% chemical, something that could be considered hazardous, you get a yellow binder with exactly what you're hauling. Mm. And the conductor's job is he is the first person to 911 to dispatch, hey, we just derailed. This is what's going on. The engineer's back there checking it out. He's going to tell me how bad it is. They didn't have that. They only had the one guy driving. So by the time he wrecked, by the time he realized he was off the rails.
It was a little late.
It was very late. And he did not have the manifest book stating what he had on board, so he couldn't give that information to the fire crew when they showed up.
That sounds all illegal.
It
that they weren't doing
their job. Well, it's just the railroad saving a couple of dollars. Mm. But you're going to see
a lot
more.
But then it gets a little weird, right, because there's a Netflix movie called White Noise. Do you see that?
Mm-mm. White Noise, that's right. And,
Danny knows, Danny's known, right? And I think it's this year.
It was.
And it happens to feature a train derailment.
Yeah.
Well, in Ohio.
That's always art. What is it? What's the term? Art. Emulating prophetic art.
but anyway,
that's not even the only derailment. There's been several in the last few months. Yeah.
You could chalk that up to precision schedule railroading and positive train control. Those are two things that the unions were fighting when I was still with the railroad.
Extremely aging and failing infrastructure.
We've seen trail derailments.
Yes.
There was a bad idea.
I always forget you worked at the train.
I was an engineer for about 4 years.
Working on the rail.
That was the best job I ever
had. He says that, but he was the one that was...
I imagine you with like a little hat on.
I didn't have the hat.
Dude, you're like, you're lifting the coal, man.
Oh, we had locomotive. The
piece he's leaving out is at 1/25th scale.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, I do have the model trains at the house, and occasionally I do wreck those, but I did work on the big ones. I didn't wear the hat, but I did wear the overalls, because that was the unofficial uniform of the railroad.
Did you wear the cute hats?
No, we would just wear the regular hats they gave us, but we would wear the overalls, we had to wear the high-vis shirts.
Were they, like, striped?
No, mine weren't striped. Mine were solid blue.
You're starting to creep me out.
So let's chew along here. But it is a serious matter.
It is very serious.
And in Ohio, they're kind of freaking out.
What's your point?
No. Well, I mean, this is a big one. My thing is... For hundreds of miles around,
the Ohio River Basin. Yeah. I mean, how many people draw? I mean, isn't it like 14 states get their water from there? I mean, that's got to be a couple of million people.
People are starting to find their animals croaking and dying.
Horrible, absolutely horrible.
So, don't go to Ohio right now. Mm. There's a bunch of other stuff, but it feels like
balloons,
UFOs. Have you seen any UFOs lately?
I have not.
There's a whole bunch of them, right?
I thought I saw.
I've told my story many times, but the New Year's Eve. 2020.
Turtle Bay parking lot?
No. We were going to a party, and that's my true UFO experience that I had was New Year's Eve 2020. And it shook me to my core, what I just watched by myself standing at the sky looking at something happening. I mean, literally, I was like gobsmacked what I was watching.
Mm-hmm. Were you coming or going to a party?
I was going to a party.
Okay, that's different.
I had not partaken in anything.
That's what I was about to say. I said, let's just clear that up first.
Because there's a lot of UFO sightings on New Year's Eve every year.
I'm sure there were. But this was no joke, my friend. It was very weird and very scary. And I was just like, you know, there's something going on. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's man-made. I don't know if it's spiritual. I don't know if it was UFO. I don't know what it was. But there was nothing that I could ever imagine technologically that we had at the time that could do what was going on in front of me.
Well, there's a whole bunch of UFO stuff going on right now.
I know.
It's almost like, I was talking to somebody else the other day, and it's almost like they've overplayed the UFO hand for like the last 50 years, because now it's like, well, you know, we've been expecting this for so long now, like what else you got? Got something.
We need to actually see an alien now.
but even then it would be like, hey, how's it going?
Pretty much. With what's been going on the past couple of years, yes. Like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Take me with you, if anything. Can I go back with you?
Yeah. You know? So, and then we were touching on this a little bit before the show. There is such a thing called Project Bluebeam that you may want to look into.
I watched that.
It's a thing.
Candace Owens. She was explaining it to me.
It's a thing. It's a thing where you think you see what you see, but it's not real.
Yeah.
So, but I want to get a rise out of you. So there's that. Let's take our first 2 minute break in a sec. But when we get back, we're going to talk about this little yellow pocket monster. Pikachu. What? Okay. We have the
experts in the house. They're going to help us out.
They're going to correct me.
They're sitting there going, can you stop talking about this? You don't know what you're talking about.
So we're going to talk Pokemon when we come back.
Cool.
See you in 2 minutes. Make yourself remember, darling. Don't look for me. I'm just a story you've been told. So let's pretend a little.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Wow, we're grooving.
This.
It's really good.
I like this.
It's a good pocket.
Yeah. Welcome back, Nigel and James, with a whole crew of people in the house.
We were swapping space UFO stories at the break.
Well, our guests. I don't think we're actually swapping.
No, you
were telling.
I was telling.
You were telling.
But our guests were discussing. They had a story too.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Do you have a
a Pokemon
UFO story?
I told you. I'm a little.
I was saying, how tired are you?
Share. Go ahead and share.
I'm getting there.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. Tell us your UFO story. I mean, at this point, I think throughout the country,
there's plenty.
There's probably a million people who've had a new UFO story over the last week or so. What's your UFO
story?
She was
trying to chalk it up to the space station. But
well, I think that's after, you know, so many years, that's probably what it was. Mm-hmm. But I was probably 12-ish, and I wasn't very good at putting the hose back, you know, rolling it up when I was done outside playing in the summer. So Mom yelled at me, told me to go outside, roll it up. So I did, rolling it up, look in the sky, and there was this, just a big ball of light. And it was I wanted to say it was too close to be like a airplane or something, but it wasn't flashing, nothing like that. But it just moved just across the sky, really, not fast, very slow.
Mm.
So I figured now, I think that it was a space station to normalize.
There's a lot of stuff up there now that reflects a lot of light that you can be bright. Because I go out in the night sky all the time, and then I've got my iPad, so you can, there's that app that is a Stargazer app.
Yeah, I have Skyview.
Skyview, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite often just throwing that up to the sky and watching and stuff, and you can see, it'll show you when
the UFOs are coming.
Yeah, it's when the satellites are going by, or it'll say, oh, that's the International Space Station or the Hubble or whatever. And some of them will reflect a lot of light, and you'll be like, wow.
Well, I was telling Garrett, I'll be excited when it's the Death Star. I want to see that Death Star thing show up.
A Death Star.
At this point, the planet would be shocked. Oh, of course it's there.
Yeah. So, we just launched, kind of a soft launch, but we're still launching the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, which
Woo-hoo!
Is great. Right? Mm-hmm. It's about time to do something countywide. Mm-hmm. And we're doing things a little differently. A lot differently. We have a flat fee membership, $97 a year, no tiered membership, nothing like that. And we have a few areas that we want to concentrate on, including agriculture. But one of the big things we want to engage is our youth, right?
Mm-hmm. And which is most of the people in the town compared to you and me.
Yes, I know. I keep getting AARP ads now, and I'm like, no, I won't even open.
Don't even acknowledge it.
No.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I get them too.
what are you, like 20?
29. So they're just they just want money.
Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
There's Kim. We didn't even introduce you at the very beginning. Yeah. She's in the corner. Nobody puts Kim in the corner.
They put the lotion in the basket.
Oh, that's ugly. That's ugly.
Well, that's an inside joke. On the toy store, the Go Games and Toy Store in the Mount Shasta Mall.
Redding's really only
real
true
toy store.
Right?
Yeah.
And, not a toy alley, or not a toy aisle, sorry.
Danny, you actually worked there, and you still work there once in a while.
Yep.
Right? But it turns out you only work there so you can collect the Pokemon
when
stuff.
When they come in first.
I wouldn't say that, but maybe.
Right? Get first dibs.
How awesome are you? What a brain.
Funko Pops. I remember. Yeah. I remember Funko Pops. Like,
I work at the store because I bring the inventory in, and then I get to sift through the inventory before it goes out on the floor.
And then I go home. But one of the fastest products that sell all the time, still to this day, is Pokemon stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were sharing with me that people just like show up and check in. Did you get a Pokemon order?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I still do that, yeah. Because I'm near it and go, hey, got any?
You pretend you're coming in to say hi, you just look right behind the counter to see the Pokemon stuff. But we have parents
coming
in. I'll
tell you, once in a while, just bring a piece of See's candy, even if they give it to you for free, but just bring it as a gift so that it seems like you're like, I was thinking of you. Here's a piece of candy.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. But we have kids coming in looking for Pokemon. We have adults coming in looking for Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And the best one, of course, kids coming in with their parents and looking at the parents and saying, I want that.
Yep.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm. I want that.
All the Pokemon stuff. And a few weeks ago, this guy came in, young. He must have been low 20s. And he goes, it's too bad there's no more Pokemon tournaments in town. And it was almost like a little light bulb went off. And so talked to Kim, obviously, and then we called Danny, the Pokemon master, and kind of said, what would you think?
Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, what would you think? What do you think a Pokemon tournament in town would work? And you said,
that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
And did there used to be?
Some. Yeah, the nearest one would be in Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of traveling. But.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, if you're a kid.
I mean, from here to Anderson's like 8 miles.
Yeah, but if you're a kid, that's...
In LA, that's like from here to...
Feeling is a
long trying to get your parents to go, like, we're going to go play with cards. You know, let's go.
Yeah. So it kind of seemed like a fun way for the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce to actually
engage
you through Pokemon. And then, of course, we immediately hit up Redding Buzz. And we had Jason come in and do a little shout-out from the toy store featuring Pokemon and be a little cryptic about a Pokemon event. And what happened to the stats on that post?
It stinking blew up. I mean, we couldn't keep up with the comments. Yeah. And we had four people monitoring the comments. We were getting I think it was like close to four comments every, like, 15 seconds. Where can I buy Pokemon? What's going on with Pokemon? What's going to happen? What's happening with Pokemon? Who's trading Pokemon? Do you guys sell Pokemon? Are you a Pokemon dealer?
What's going
on with Pokemon? And then there were these sub comments breaking off, like, oh, did you see this card? Did you see that card? And then this new release came out. And, oh, hey, I think the CVS has Pokemon. I don't know. And we were sitting there going, what do we do? And Brandon Ballard, who's our CEO. So he kind of oversees. We looked at him for leadership and he's like, leave it alone. Let it run.
Yeah.
Yep.
These people are passionate. Let them do their thing. And we were trying to comment. Oh, we don't know. Hey, you know, we want to be very engaging on Reading Buzz, but it was just, we just got overwhelmed. And
they very quickly would see through your non-pokey idiocy.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like.
Well, this is what Jason and I talked about, and Danny's going to hate me for this, but for Jason and I, we said, they're just shiny pieces of cardboard. Like,
shame.
I don't get it.
You get shot for that saying that, Nigel. Come on now. Careful.
But once in a while, on a semi-regular basis, it's a good exercise for me to get into an industry that I know absolutely nothing about and to actually engage it and to research it and go, this is something here. And so I came up with a name, Monsters in Play, which I thought was kind of cute. Run it by you guys. And yeah, that's cool, Monsters in Play.
This is the first time I'm hearing
this. This is the name of the event that the chamber's putting on, yes?
Yeah, Monsters in Play.
Okay.
So then hit up Ninja Coalition.
Kevin Karai, yeah.
And he said, yep.
For location.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, come on, what's that?
Of course.
I don't know. They just want to come and play.
Hijack anything, but do either of you feel comfortable explaining a little bit for me, like the history of Pokemon? Do you guys know, like, how it started, where it started? What is it? I mean, obviously it's a, I don't know, was it really at first a game or was it just a thing?
So the creator, Satoshi Tajiri.
Mm-hmm. He's untight.
He grew up collecting bugs. Like, he'd go out and just do that. So later, he decided that he wanted to come up with his own game or characters, and it just blew up from there in the early 90s in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it came over here, I want to say, in 1995, I believe, with the cards still.
Okay.
And then they went on to produce games and then the shows. And
so it was popular in Japan long before it came, before it came?
Just a couple years,
In Japan.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know my kids collected them. I used to watch cartoons with them on Saturday morning, and, mm-hmm. you know, you'd watch these battles, and, you know, they throw down these cards, and then it was like a virtual board, right, where the dragons and things all
come
to life.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's
Yu-Gi-Oh! Pokemon, hey, I don't know a lot, but they have the Pokeballs. They come
well,
out
see,
of
there right. you go.
See?
I wouldn't even
James,
know
we
difference.
Just need to stick to potato lotion in the basket.
We'll get to as far as Pokemon goes, I do know Pikachu, though. I'm familiar with Pikachu. But I get all those characters.
Okay,
all.
But then he was in. I want to hear the rest of it. So it was it became a thing. It was a thing in Japan first before it was here,
yes.
obviously.
Yeah.
And has it maintained its original gameplay? I mean, did it start out with just cards and?
Yeah, it was. It's very. What would you say? It's very streamlined. Once you know how
it works,
it's just as simple as reading the cards and slapping it down.
Well, apparently a lot of people know how it works because we did look it up, and it is by itself the number one media franchise right now.
Yep.
Last year, I think it did here $77 billion
Good
in
Lord.
Revenue.
Wow. Slowly.
I know this year Disney's trying to compete with the card portion.
Good
they just
luck.
Came up with a new card game.
That's, Good luck.
Yeah. Yawn.
I'm kind of excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well,
what kind? So new characters are using their existing characters?
Using their existing characters.
So you'd like slap down a ice princess or whatever for your
as far
Moana
as I know,
or
yeah.
your
so
Cruella DeVille hunts down Olaf.
Yeah, right.
As far as
but
I
then
know.
You play the Walt card and just trump everything.
Yeah,
yeah, like
yep.
that,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Disney is coming up with their own version. They did not buy out Pokemon.
No.
Because Disney is a tourist for going. Oh, you've got something cool. Here's a big fat check. We're gonna take it now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of scared
and then ruin
and then ruin it completely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, to put it in perspective, the Star Wars franchise...
Exactly my point in case.
Yeah.
Star Wars franchise was $65 billion. Mm-hmm. And so Pokemon beat the Death Star.
Mm.
You know. Have you seen the Star Wars stuff lately?
No. I watched Mandalorian.
That's it. There's a reason Star Wars isn't doing
it. See, I started the Star Wars back in the 70s, and when it was one, mm-hmm. two... Three.
Yeah,
right?
That's
right?
it.
And then
it was so simple and pure and good.
Now I can't keep up.
But I do like Star Wars Land. I'm sorry. I like
haven't
it.
Been.
Is that just cool?
It's so cool. I could live there.
I bet you could. Now you have to now
drink blue milk and
give it another 6 months, and we will.
Brilliant.
But I want to get back to the
tournament.
To the tournament.
Okay.
So we're going to do a tournament. We got a bunch of you guys in the room. Travis.
Yep.
And...
Rachel and Justin.
And Justin.
And Ansel.
Okay. And they're all addicted to Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they know
it's
what's
in our
going
blood.
On. And so the whole Pokemon thing...
They bleed holograms.
There are some people that actually travel around the world to go to Pokemon tournaments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to travel around and go to all these certain tournaments to get points. And once you get a certain amount of points, then you can go to nationals and regionals and all that.
There are nationals.
My Lord.
Pokemon nationals.
So with that said, this is a fun thing that obviously the chamber is starting and doing, but this could potentially evolve to make Reading or the greater North State area an actual maybe tournament.
A tournament hotspot.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, where people would do their thing and then earn their points to actually do national things? Do you have to? We have to look into applying for, like...
Danny knows that. Danny and Travis, they have this whole thing figured out.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know you just need support.
You have to... There are certain people that have to take tests to be professors and stuff to put
you
on
lost
these...
me at test.
To put on these types of events. Mm-hmm. So you have to be qualified.
Yeah.
The Pokemon Company is very strict about how they do.
Well, it's probably why it's so successful.
No, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. It's why it hasn't gone down in 35 plus years.
And that's something that you would like to do? Yes?
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because maybe that's one of our one of our gifting challenges through the chamber at some point is to get you guys mastered.
Pokemon certified. The goal, once we start, I mean, I think it'll take 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
But to become a Pokemon certified tournament would be kind of cool.
What does that look like? Do we get like a yellow check mark or?
You know what? Say what? Let's take our next break. Let's think about this, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaWriting.com today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening.
We just got the ultimate dad joke.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Probably get arrested if I said that one.
Our listeners, they'd love it. No,
they're good people.
They after good 10 p.m. February 15th. And so there may or may not be parents pulling over in the car right now saying, Pokemon tournament? Like what? Like, get to the point. So we'll get to the point. We're going to do a Pokemon tournament April 15th. There you go. Trade, go.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters in Play. You can go to monstersinplay.com right now.
I was going
to
say, is there somewhere they can go?
Yeah, monstersinplay.com. Just sign up for the updates.
Very cool.
We're going to have a Pokemon tournament put on by the Chamber, Reading Buzz,
be covering
Go
it.
Games and Toys,
yep.
And Ninja Coalition, and there'll be other opportunities too.
And so, during the talk of the break, we found out that there's national tournaments and that stuff, and so it sounds like we've committed to kind of trying to push and figure out how to make the North State here, or specifically here in Reading, to become
A Pokemon place.
Yeah.
Well, it's genuinely one of those things, right? Because, like, Danny, the Pokemon master. Mm-hmm. Are you a Pokemon master, too?
Not as much as Danny.
No. So, for example, how many Pokemon cards do you have, Danny?
I have thousands.
Thousands.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
See, I look at little Pikachu, and I'm thinking, you could come up with about 15, 20 characters. But you're saying...
Oh, there's a... What was it earlier? 1,008 Pokemon now?
Yeah, 1,008 Pokemon individually. Mm-hmm. But she, like, they do so many different prints of different Pokemon.
Yeah. Just for Pikachu alone, there's over, I think, 200 cards. Mm-hmm.
So in those cards, as Pikachu get given different...
Abilities.
Can you explain to us, like a third grader, how the Pokemon game works? Do you know? Or are you just the trader?
I am the collector.
You're the collector.
I have played. I am not competitive at all. So I just look at it and go, pretty cardboard. Shiny.
Pretty. So we need to clarify, because I have to
So
ask.
You're part raccoon. You just collect shiny things.
Yes.
What's the most valuable card you have? Because people actually collect these and pay big money for
them. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so if you're a parent now, started in 1996, so if you're in your 50s or whatever, and you happen to have some original Pokemon cards lying around your house, you can pay off your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And some.
And some, right?
Yep.
What are some of the more valuable Pokemon cards out there?
Charizard. Absolutely.
Charizard.
Yep.
Sounds like cheese and crackers.
We looked it up because at the Charizard office we were talking about yummy. This. We're like, man, because one of our producers, Brendan, he's huge into Pokemon. And that was his thing growing up. So he's like, oh, I've got all these cards and stuff. And he's actually got some pretty rare ones. So what's the most expensive one? And I think there was a Charizard that Jake Paul bought at auction, I think, for $1 billion.
Yep. Yeah. He wore it.
And he wore it like as jewelry. Chest, yeah. It's like as jewelry, but it's like
Jake Paul has $1 billion?
Well, he's broke now because he bought it.
I would have been for $1 billion, but it was for quite a bit.
It might have been like 700 something. It was like 700 like, million. There, yeah. It was high.
I mean, good for Jake Paul, but I was like, I mean, gosh, really? Just somebody
for
a
one
YouTube?
Pokemon card?
That was one, and it was graded. So you can go through these companies, and they will tell you what condition it's in, really.
It was like a 10.
You got a 10, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 10, and it was...
And was that
I'm
based,
a baseball card
Is that
trader.
Based on that they only printed 50 of them ever, or...?
I'm pretty sure it was a shadowless. And what I think that means, like, they only printed them for a certain amount of time. Like, they weren't supposed to be that way.
Mm.
So whoever has a first edition shadowless Charizard... You got some money.
Layers of the name.
Oh, yeah.
So back in the day, you could have bought it for like 15 cents.
Oh, yeah.
20 cents. And now it's worth like $700 million.
Yeah, you had to let it sit and fester for some years in your parents' basement.
But that's not a bad return on investment.
Well, and it's really not that long when you consider baseball cards that are, some of them are 70, 80 years old.
So what are some of the more
valuable... And they're barely going for $40,000, $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the more valuable Pokemon cards that you have?
That I have? I have lots of Charizards. Charizards are the best way to,
Any original
get
ones?
Return.
Like it was,
oh, yeah, actually, I have a first edition Shadowless.
Yeah, she has the same one that you guys were just talking about, except for it's a grade 5.
Yeah, it's a 5. It's
I was going to say, why are you sitting here talking to us and not in Hawaii right now?
How old are you?
And where do you
live? No. Okay, so do you want to get married?
No. Get out of here, Jay!
But, yeah, it really Charizard's the main one. You have a couple Pikachu ones if you have like the red cheeks, shadowless Pikachu. There's definitely layers to all the cards. And there's like ones that are evolutions, like Eevee, the Pokemon, can turn into, 7 different characters?
Like 7 or 8.
I'm pretty sure it's 7. And those are really popular, too. So
Pokemon cards, have they always been produced and printed by the same company?
No. Wizards of the Coast printed the first many sets.
Okay.
Then the Pokemon Company created their own and started doing them themselves.
Wizards of the West.
Wizards of the Coast.
So
yeah.
Are they kicking themselves for not keeping some of the original editions, do you think, or what?
Maybe.
Do you think they kept some? And like?
Oh, I'm sure they have, yeah. And they are this. Who do they do now? They print magic.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
say there's.
But
so plethora of magic cards.
Kind of cheated on eBay, but there are single Pokemon cards going for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
What's the best? What's the best? If you had $1 million and you were going to invest in a Pokemon card, or two or three,
or you could not even get one for that. Right. In some cases,
I'll take half of a grade 10, please. Where would one go? Are there reputable dealers? Are there dealers that are graded also?
I would just go. Yeah, I would go to Travis first. But eBay, I would say, is the best place to go. You have to look at sold listings and make sure that those cards are actually going for those prices, because people can blow them out of proportion and go, yeah, this one's worth $500,000 and it's a 10-cent card.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
wasn't there a TT video a few years ago where somebody? They opened up the Pokemon packs to see what was in, and they blew it up, and some kind of TikTok video or multiple videos blew life into the. I'm pretty sure that was
Logan Paul. Was it Logan or Jake? It was one of the two, but they, I don't know what the heck they did, but they made my cards go up in value a lot.
Quite a bit for at least a short term, but it was a big boost.
Yeah.
So are you constantly looking for the right card or specific cards?
For me personally, I have specific Pokemon that I do go look for. Unfortunately, there are some that I won't be able to get because they were so limited. They were made limitedly. So
they're snatched and people have them, and if you want them, you have to pay for it.
Yes. And usually they're all graded. Mm. And if they're graded, usually they go up about 50% of their value, even more.
Goodness.
So.
Okay, so we're talking. So I wonder this, what this a is grade, way out of my league.
What a grader makes a year. Somebody that grades them.
And could you pay them off?
I know. Right?
There are. I'm pretty sure CGC does it. All over the computer.
Yeah, oh, really?
Send, yeah. Well, they do baseball cards, or maybe it might be another company. But you can send like your base. You just send it to them. They'll look at it. They do the research. That's how.
Okay, so if you're listening right now and you're planning on coming to the Monsters and Play, our first Pokemon tournament, leave the expensive cards at home.
Yep.
All right.
Or not. You can leave them on a table unattended. Just let me know.
That's premeditation. I will remind you, sir.
Yeah, I can see James. He's going to be walking around picking up all the cards.
I like to watch children cry.
That's horrible, James. That's horrible.
I could see you walking up to a kid and, that was not worth anything.
Here, you want an iPhone? I want that card.
I have a car.
Yeah, right?
So our goal, because I didn't know what I was getting into, but now that I'm researching it, it's a whole world. Mm-hmm. So to those who are listening who have kids or, like you were saying, there's actually a lot of adults.
Yeah.
Because you're an adult, kind of.
Yep.
Right?
Well, maybe.
Well, she surprised me when she told me your age, because to me, you look like a baby.
Are any of us adults at this room? Let's be real honest.
So that brings on the question. So we are going to put on a Pokemon tournament, and the goal is to put Shasta County on the map at some point.
On the Pokemap.
Pokemon, and to be an official Pokemon sanctioned
territory
or tournament, what that looks like. So when it comes to playing the game, right? Because there's three parts to Pokemon: playing the game, trading the cards, and then go. Right?
Probably a lot more than that, but those are the main three. Yeah, it's collecting, trading, the games, and cards.
When it comes to playing the game, is it mainly kids, teenagers, adults? Is it evenly spread?
I want to say it's evenly spread at this point. I've seen, people in their 60s. I saw an elderly couple out playing Pokemon Go, just by themselves.
I'm almost.
Elderly.
Oh, my bad.
There you go.
It's okay.
Yeah, so you saw
I was riding
couple.
An electric scooter by Sequoia School today, and a bunch of kids said, "Oh, love your hair." And I was like, "Oh, you're cute." Because I don't have any.
I'm sorry, we interrupted. Elderly couple playing.
Pokemon. Oh, they were playing Pokemon Go out on in the Sundial Bridge, yeah.
That's funny.
It was
How
fairly
fun.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, we caught a little bird.
And we actually both recently went to like a trading card kind of meetup. Like,
in town at H&B Collectibles.
Yeah, I think it's H&B Collectibles, and there was a huge age range.
There were so many people.
Well, we're going to get in on this. So let's take our last two-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Let's do it.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. Nigel and James, February 15th. We're talking about little pocket monsters. Because we're going to be holding a Pokemon tournament in Reading on April 15th during the break. So we're talking about everything Pokemon. And chances are, if you're a parent with young kids, you know exactly what we're talking about. But you may want to go look through this, because you said the Holy Grail of cards is the one of the Holy Grails of cards is the Pikachu Illustrator.
Yep.
So on eBay, on eBay right now, they have the the Pikachu Illustrator PSA card, graded 9 mint, and it's listed at $4 million.
Yeah,
with 6,200 people watching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In case it drops to 999,000.
2% discount, you know, maybe on the weekends. Yeah.
$4 million for a Pokemon card.
Yep.
So, the Illustrator card, was that issued in a certain time or a certain?
I believe it was given out for a tournament.
Given out.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. We're in the wrong business, dude.
And I think there's only like 10 left or out
in
there
existence.
Because, wow. You know, kids would
beat
rip
the
them
heck
up
out
and
of
they,
them.
They
yeah.
just kind of poof.
So it said graded 9 and used the word mint. Mint to me would be 10.
Well, I think it's like 7.5 and up, mm-hmm. if I can remember. Yep. I know with baseball cards, it's like anything 7.5 and up
it's
is considered mint.
Yeah. yeah.
Boy, I'll
so
tell you
parents,
what.
So, parents, if you're listening, look through your Pokemon cards and that your kids got for free at some point.
From you.
yeah, from us.
Yeah, right.
you want to look for the Illustrator card.
Hmm.
And it's $4 million, and
you just
you'll be
don't
able
know.
To pay off your
right?
house.
You have no idea.
Because my grandmother, before Star Wars, the original came out in theaters, they partnered with Wonder Bread, and they put 3 cards in each loaf of Wonder Bread. And my grandmother would go to the store and buy a loaf of bread
every
once a week
oh.
and bring them back and then give me the card. So I had probably 100 of the original Star Wars trading cards that came out first in the Wonder Bread. And, of course, I didn't know. Now, if I'd have known and I had those, they were worth a fortune. But I took super glue, or not super glue, rubber
How
cement.
How dare you.
And rubber cemented them to my binder.
How dare you,
pretty
sir.
Pretty cool binder, though.
Well, so.
Yeah, that's expensive. You got Gucci, I've got
yours
this.
Yours would be special, though, because yours would include the binder.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a free binder.
Yes, but they'd fall off because of my backpack, right? So then I just stick them back on. They were probably grade minus 12.
Oh, Lord.
So anyway, to kind of recap what we're doing, we launched Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. We want to get our kids involved, get our youth, and we want to reach the kids where they're at and youth where they're at and young adults where they're at.
Oh, yeah.
So we are putting on the first – no, it's not the first. I mean, there's been lots of Pokemon tournaments. But we're putting on a Pokemon tournament with Reading Buzz.
Oh, you're putting some new light on it.
There you go. Toys and Ninja Coalition. It's called Monsters in Play. You can go to monstersinplay.com and register – well, no registration yet. I think we're going to have a $15 entry fee. It's a low fee.
Need shirts.
Huh?
We need shirts.
Yeah, we'll get shirts. Yeah, we'll get shirts and merch.
The thing that intrigues me is I see win prizes.
Yeah, well, we'll have some prizes.
So
you can win a illustrated card.
Don't advertise that. Do not advertise that.
Glued on a binder.
I am legally obligated to say we will not have an illustrator card at this tournament. We may have a picture of one, but we will not have one.
An illustration of the illustration card.
There you go.
We're gonna have Danny
there
one
you
up.
Go. And so if you're listening and you're into Pokemon, from what I understand, there's a lot of people in...
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Because at the toy store, we get them in every day. Do you have any Pokemon cards?
No.
So are they, as a store owner, but a toy store owner that carries the Pokemon, is it just as easy as just constantly placing orders, or are they back-ordered all the time?
So when we're out until the company gets more in stock, and then they send them out.
So you don't. It's not like you can have an endless supply that's always there.
No, usually.
However, Danny knows. Danny knows where can we find special Pokemon cards. Come on, if we became an official Pokemon tournament, would they issue Monsters in Play like special cards?
Maybe.
Oh, we have to get a Reading Buzz card.
Reading Buzz card?
Oh, we have to.
And then,
have the
and then we keep the first 10 for like 10 years. Lock them away.
And then you go to get it graded and like, this is worth nothing. Get it away from us.
So, anyway.
I love the whole concept of trying to do that. Because for a while, Reading also got the ability to become a TEDx an official TEDx location too, yeah, and they had to go through some serious hoops to be able to do that. So, but you know, obviously it's possible, and
yeah,
you know.
Okay, so monstersinplay.com, Pokemon tournament. Last couple of minutes we have left. Reading Buzz.
Food.
Reading Buzz.
Food.
Always going to transition to food.
Yeah, well, you know, our show is always about food. Danny, what's your favorite restaurant in town?
All of them.
All of them.
Come on now.
Quite a favorite.
So are we is the word we're getting a Panera?
We are getting a Panera. They are tearing down the old Country Buffet. And
no,
we are
torn down.
Well, it's torn down currently. Yeah.
So that's true. That's what I heard.
We are getting a Panera, and word on the street is that the old Costco location has already been bought and paid for, and we will be getting a Chili's and a possibility of two other restaurants. They have not decided yet.
That will be inside that building?
No, they're going to tear the building down, and they're just going to use the land.
Okay.
Can we place that order now for, like, Cheesecake Factory and California Pizza Kitchen?
I do know two realtors right now that are commercial realtors that are trying as hard as they can to approach Dave and Buster's. But that is.
Should I know what that is?
Well, it's like an adult Chuck E.
Like Pokemon cards.
I think they have Pokemon in Dave and Buster's.
Well, they have to. So that's like on the table, and then
I think I have Dave and Buster tokens in my wallet.
Shasta
right
County's growing like crazy. I mean, we get all kinds of new stuff that are popping up, and then we have people talking. The real big thing that's happening right now is there's quite a few people who are making the transition from food truck to brick and mortar restaurant, which is really, really interesting. And then
Is that, but do you think that's because I hear this all the time, that the regulations that they put on owning and operating a food truck,
that
gets worse and worse and worse?
That's what they're saying to us. They're like, hey, how can we do this? Could we, you know, shout this out? So, of course we can. You know, we can cover anything. But they're sitting there going, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, my cost and my licensing and all the regulation that it's costing me to have this food truck, I should just might as well go pay rent and have an actual physical location. So that's kind of interesting. So there'll be some new restaurants popping up, to be in terminal time.
Do you know on Eureka Way across what that drive through is? That's just past, you know, if you're going west, heading toward Whiskey Town, there's a new drive-through that's being built right there on the left.
We inquired about it, and what we heard was going to be coffee to go, but it has changed like two or three times. Oh. We've also heard that it's a possibility we're going to get an Arby's back, and then there's a possibility.
Well, we do have an Arby's back in Anderson.
In Anderson, no, yeah. But because they're one that closed out over the lake.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's very small, so that's why I was
Yeah,
curious.
No, we heard one was coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get one Arby's.
Somebody told me it was a new drive-through Starbucks.
Well,
and I was like,
the thing is with coffee is, and I didn't know this, but apparently Deja Vu has Deja Brew right next door.
Yep.
And I walked in there. We were shooting downtown. We were doing some Ready Bus stuff, and I was like, man, I want a coffee.
Isn't
so
that actually
bad.
Really good coffee?
Oh, it was amazing. Are you kidding me? I walked in there and I was like, I went to the.
I like to get
to like
my,
the Maitre d' there. And
my
I was,
latte in one of their big cups. They have big cups, right? So it's.
Soup bowls?
Yeah, they're like
pretty much.
Bowls.
And and I walked in there and I was like, I know this is kind of a strange request, but can I get a latte to go? And like, oh, just go right next door and we have a full operating
you
coffee
didn't
shop.
Know that,
I did not know. I know I know it sounds
years.
I know it sounds bad, but I
Isn't
walked
it
over
strange
there and I was like,
sometimes the people in the know
world?
Know nothing.
I know.
Was always like it's the old Angie, who has the worst
Pokemon?
Who has the worst plumbing in town? Well, the plumber, because he's working on everybody else's pipes. But recently, a place that I tried, I was told for years to go to it. Jason did some shout outs. He's like, you need to go try it out. But Tantardini's Italian Bakery
they're amazing.
On Churn Creek.
You go there Friday for the cannoli.
Well, I went for the cannoli.
I heard they are shutting down or they sold it.
No.
No.
Well, when did you hear that?
Like a few days ago from.
I was in there yesterday and everything was, they were like, man, everything's great. And I went and got one of their cinnamon twists.
Maybe they changed their mind.
The thing was the size of my head.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
You know what I was searching for today and I couldn't find anywhere nearby is an authentic Spanish restaurant.
Mm-mm.
Not Mexican.
No, no, I know what you're talking about. No.
So that's a no.
Unfortunately. We also don't have a whole lot of great Mediterranean food, but that's changing. We do have a new Mediterranean restaurant that it's coming to Reading. It should be here, I believe, June-ish.
Minus Spain. Yeah.
So,
why?
But yeah,
Spain is part of the Mediterranean.
I know, but I'm still looking for an authentic Spanish
restaurant. Well, you know, if you're out there and you can cook and you want to get the word out, call us over at Reading Buzz and we'll put something together for you and get you a restaurant.
We used to have an incredible Brazilian restaurant here.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. It was that place where you would order and then they'd come with all those skewers.
Oh, like the Brazilian steakhouse?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man,
I remember the first time I went there, I thought I was going to die. I had eaten so much.
Those are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I would
like one of those back, too.
Mm. That'd be beautiful.
Well, who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else going on with Reading Buzz? Any other new things
going on? I would say... We got an office. That's pretty neat.
That's right. I came to the new Reading.
You did. You did. And we have an office down at, it's 833 Mistletoe.
And I just need to tell you, you need to hire a decorator.
Oh, well,
I'm just joking.
No, unfortunately we do because we're so busy right now.
I'm just joking. I haven't been there, so.
No, they do need to hire a decorator.
We're blessed to be busy, but it's like, you know, we've got these paintings, we've got all this stuff, we want to decorate our office, but, I mean, we're on phone calls all the time. We're out doing shout-outs. We're running around. We're doing production work.
It looks like a dentist's office.
Mm. It was an old lawyer's office, so we got plenty of bathrooms.
So that should make you feel right at home.
A little bit.
Does it have the smell of the old book?
Oh, it does not have the – trust me, it has a new smell now. We're not too keen on it. Anywho, that's not me. You know, we covered a story recently that was amazing. It was a 7-year-old – who wrote a book and published it and became an author here in Reading. That was super neat. They reached out to us and like, hey, I don't know if this is newsworthy or not, but what do you guys think? And we're like, of course we want to get out
you
there.
You know he used ChatGPT to write his book.
Well, anywho, it was very interesting to meet a 7-year-old author. It was interesting to interview a kid who was smarter than me.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sure.
Right.
But that's not hard.
Well,
well, we wait till we're off the air, James. I want to come talk to you. No.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Monsters in Play.
Monsters in Play, Pokemon Tournament.
.com, sign up.
April 15th.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Sharing your
on the hunt
Pokey prowess.
$4 million Pokemon yep. card. And see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.